Relationships involve sacrifice. Those are the words that were spoken to me when I shared with a friend of mine that Amy and I were engaged to be married. Relationships involve sacrifice. Now, my friend who shared those words, she and her husband had been married 60 plus years at the time when she spoke those words. So I figured she knew a little bit about what she was talking about. She said, relationships involve sacrifice. And I vowed to always remember what she said. If you think about marriage, there are many examples of how relationships involve sacrifice, some big and some small. A small example might be the remote control. Yes, I said it. I'm bringing that point of tension into the light of discussion this morning. The remote control, whoever has the remote control, well, the other person may have to sacrifice what he or she would like to watch. Now, in our house, when I have the remote control, the TV is usually on sports or news or maybe a documentary or something like that. Now, when Amy has the remote control, it's probably on an award show, or it might be on a comedy, or I'm already preparing myself for hours of ice skating during the Winter Olympics that are coming up very soon. But we have different tastes, and so whoever is remote control-less, the one who does not have the remote control, even watching TV can be a sacrifice of that person's time or interest. Granted, it's a small sacrifice, but it represents maybe the larger, bigger sacrifices that are required of those who are married. When a person is very busy, or when he or she is sick, or during a time of crisis in the family, we are required to make sacrifices. Relationships require sacrifice. Well, that's true for all relationships, not just marriages. It's true in marriages, it's true in families, it's true in friendships. The relationships of our lives demand that we sacrifice things from time to time. We sacrifice time we might have otherwise spent by ourselves or doing something we wanted to do. Maybe we sacrifice going to a restaurant that we might not have chosen to go to. Maybe we sacrifice watching a movie that would not have been your choice or your selection. We sacrifice all these kinds of things in little and in big ways because relationships involve sacrifice. Well, sometimes these sacrifices are much larger. Several years ago, my aunt desperately needed a liver transplant. But there were many people ahead of her on the donor list, and the donors were very few and far between. So the only other option that was discussed with her medical staff and doctors was a somewhat new technique at the time, and that was someone could donate part of his or her liver. And the idea was that compatibility between my aunt and the person, if it was strong enough, then they could take part of that liver and put it in my aunt, and then both of those parts would grow to, if not a whole liver, at least a large enough and functioning liver in both of the individuals. But who would the donor be? Well, my cousin, my aunt's daughter, volunteered. Through a delicate operation, doctors removed part of my cousin's liver and they placed it inside my aunt. The surgery was fairly risky, but the results were worth the possible risk. And though my aunt continued to struggle with her health for many years to come, the surgery was successful and it extended her life far beyond what would have otherwise been possible. My cousin was willing to sacrifice her own health and potentially her own life because of her love and her relationship with her mother, my aunt. Relationships involve sacrifice. In our text for today in Hebrews, we are reminded that Jesus willingly gave himself, his own life, as a sacrifice for us and for all people. Our text basically says this: God no longer desires the sacrifices of animals. Instead, God intends and desires one sacrifice. One sacrifice that would then serve as the one and only sacrifice needed for all times. God desired that instead of continually sacrificing animals, so that one sacrifice would then be sufficient from that point forward for all time. And in response to God's desire and God's intention that there would be one sacrifice, Jesus said, "Here I am, Lord. I have come to do your will. Let me be the one sacrifice that is needed from this point forward." Because of his love for us, Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice for our relationship with God. Relationships involve sacrifice. In his ministry, Jesus said it this way: "Greater love hath no one than this, that a person lay down his or her life for another." This morning, as we gather together for worship, we gather around this table. And as we gather around this table, we realize and remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But you know, this morning we do so at a rather significant and important time, one you may know about or maybe you do not know about. But this Sunday and next Sunday are the Sundays between a very important day. The day is called the Four Chaplains Day. So this Sunday or next Sunday, many churches are recognizing Four Chaplains Sunday, a day that reminds us of sacrifice. In the middle of the night on February the 3rd, 1943, 75 years ago this coming Saturday, the troop ship Dorchester was making its way across the North Atlantic Ocean. As the ship ventured through the icy waters, making its way toward Greenland, it was packed to capacity with more than 900 military personnel. The Dorchester was only 150 miles away from Greenland when it was spotted by a German submarine. The German submarine fired a torpedo that hit the Dorchester. The hit was decisive and it was deadly, striking far below the waterline and knocking out all power on board the ship. As you can imagine, panic and chaos ensued on board the ship. The blast itself killed several soldiers and many others were seriously wounded. Those who were able rushed around madly in the dark, frantically trying to find a life jacket or a flotation device or a raft of some kind, anything that would possibly help them to be safe. In desperation, some jumped overboard while others waited for lifeboats. The scene was pure pandemonium. But it was in the midst of that chaos and uproar that witnesses tell us four chaplains brought hope in the midst of despair, and light in the midst of darkness. These four chaplains were Clark Poling, a Dutch Reformed minister, Johnny Washington, a Catholic priest, Alexander Goode, a Jewish rabbi, and George Fox, a Methodist minister. Quickly and quietly, these four chaplains spread out among the soldiers to calm their fears, to offer prayers, and to give words of encouragement. As the Dorchester began to sink, the chaplains opened a storage locker and began distributing life jackets to the petrified young soldiers. And it was then that their amazing sacrifice occurred. Witnesses say that with the ship sinking, and the supply of life jackets completely exhausted, these four chaplains took off their own life jackets and gave them to four nearby soldiers. As the ship sank into the icy waters, witnesses say that they saw the four chaplains standing arm in arm, linked together, each praying to God. Four different forms of faith, but united in prayer and in sacrifice. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no one than this, than that a person would lay down his or her life for another person. This morning, as we reflect on what happened almost 75 years ago with the sacrifice of these four chaplains, what we're reminded of is this. Their sacrifice points us to another sacrifice that happened almost 2,000 years ago, the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today states that because Jesus willingly gave himself as a sacrifice for us, then listen at the result. We have been made holy, Scripture says, through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. No more sacrifice is required. Nothing else is demanded. We are not required to bring sacrifices to our act of worship each and every week. For Scripture says we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. You see, through his death on the cross, Jesus has, in essence, given us his life jacket. Jesus has made it possible for us to be saved in the midst of the panic and chaos and darkness of our lives. He willingly sacrificed his life so that we might be saved and have abundant life. There is no greater love on earth than one who willingly gives of his own life so that another person might live. This morning on this Sunday before February 3rd, the Four Chaplains Day, we remember not only their sacrifice, but we also remember what it points to, and that is the sacrifice Jesus has made for us. This morning, as we take the bread, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus' earthly body. This morning, as we take the cup, we remember that it represents his willingness to give sacrificially of his blood so that we might experience abundant and eternal life. And most of all, this morning, as we gather around the table, we remember that relationships always involve sacrifice. For it was out of love that Christ broke the bread. It was out of love that Christ poured the wine. And it was out of love that Jesus Christ sacrificed his very life for you. So come this morning and let us give thanks for the incredible sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, this morning as we prepare to gather around your table, this morning, Lord, we are reminded of the sacrifice that you have made for us. Lord, this morning we pray that you would call to mind that relationships always involve sacrifice, and it is because of your love for us that you sacrificed your one and only Son so that we might be able to live. So, Lord, lead us and guide us, touch our lives, and speak to us as we gather around your table of sacrificial love. For we make this our prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.